Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hebert drops the ball. Burnett moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Averill reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Porter moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Averill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaum moves to third. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin juggles the ball. That's an error on Hudlin. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive towards short. Montague reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Goslin moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is walked intentionally. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burnett bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kimsey for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Sewell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Hudlin moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. Burnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 11-2, Indians. Bob Cooney now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. It's 11-3, Indians. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hudlin. Jenkins moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooney is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Shult hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague bunts towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hudlin is hit by the pitch. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Levy reaches third base with a triple. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Bob Cooney. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Pauley now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pauley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hudlin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Montague goes all the way around to score. It's 13-3, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to third. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Porter reaches second base with a double. Hudlin scores. It's 14-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 5 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schult strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.